Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim was just giving us her wish list for Christmas. Among her wishes for the new year would be hair and makeup provided as they do for the folks on Fox News. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, my gosh. I always see polls of if you could have one thing, like, could you have someone cook for you? Would you pick to have someone clean for you? Probably cleaning would be what I would want someone to do. I mean, hair and makeup would be amazing if someone just picked out my outfit and did all those things. But, yeah, if I had to choose, I would choose cleaning.
Well, we were in the TV news business basically in two different eras, Cam. Did you ever know anybody at any of your stations who got their hair and makeup done before the show started, like for them?
No. Not in local TV.
Always did that for themselves.
Oh, yeah. I would do it in the car on the way to a live shot in a moving van trying to do my mascara with no light on except maybe my cell phone flashlight and just hope that when I got on the air that I didn't look ridiculous.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it's not that
You did your mascara like that too?
I did my makeup for the morning news because you had to, because you were in a bright, shiny studio and you would be completely washed out if you didn't have some color on your face. I reserved the last, like, you know, I rush in here sometimes at the last second.
Because you're doing your makeup?
I reserved the last 5 minutes before I went on the broadcast to run down the hallway and slap a little bit of powder base on so I wasn't shiny, and then I ran into the studio.
You're lucky that you only had to do powder.
I know.
We're doing mascara and blush and lipstick and all the things.
Yeah. Well, it was just never a priority, but I was just the point was local news, it's very, very rare. And I mean, there was a time when I first got into the business that some of the top end anchors who were demanding, you know, 6+ figures were able to work that into their contract. But with very few exceptions did I ever see a makeup person at Channel 4.
We would have rarely makeup artists come in and show us techniques, but that was maybe once a year. It wasn't like they were there just waiting for us to come and sit in their chair and do our
Didn't
makeup
happen.
And then we'd run on the air.
You got to get to the network level, really, before they start doing that, to be honest with you. And they probably need it more at the local level than they do at the network level, where all the beautiful people reside. I'm just saying.
Probably fair.
Just saying. All right. Coming up, we got a great show for you today. We've got Ryan Schmelz at the bottom of the hour on Rand Paul's Festivus Report, where he highlights all the waste in federal government. That's usually pretty interesting. He's going to release that report today, and you got to wonder how DOGE has impacted that because they have cut down on some of that waste. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends, he's probably got his own Festivus report for us. And we'll get to our friend Mark Walters on 2A Tuesday a little later, an update on the Kirkwood Tesla vandal who's still going through the court system and, to the best of my knowledge, still has his job over at Washington University. They've scrubbed him from the website because you can't search him and find him because I tried last week. But my guess is it hasn't affected his tenure over there one iota that he was walking around vandalizing people's cars just out of his snottiness, right? His liberal smugness, because he thought that it was his right to punish people who bought a Tesla just because he didn't like Elon Musk, who had nothing to do with the car at that point. So we're going to talk to the victim in the 8 o'clock hour again and kind of see where things stand on that whole story for you coming up here shortly. But right now, we want to get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I don't find that at all even beginning to address the many serious questions that have arisen around Bill Clinton here. No evidence specifically he committed a crime, but he can't hide from what's in those photos.
The Clintons yesterday issued a statement saying they demand that all of the files be released. But why would you demand that? Every file, most of the damaging stuff that's been released so far, is Bill Clinton in a hot tub with an underage girl, or what appears to be an underage girl. And they're probably going to see a lot more of those when they release the other files. So far, zero pictures of Donald Trump in a hot tub with what appears to be an underage girl.
There is no laptop.
There was no laptop.
I have no laptop. Recollection whatsoever of ever dropping off a laptop to John Paul McIsaac.
Well, you were pretty toasted on crack when that happened, from what I remember there, Hunter Biden. He's now trying to revise history. This guy did another podcast piece yesterday with several jewels of Hunter wisdom in them. I think maybe there's been some permanent damage done in this case.
Were you surprised by the number of photos of Bill Clinton in the Epstein files? And can you commit to their full release by the end of the year? Some of the victims were protesting that too many of them were redacted.
I hate to see photos come out of him, but this is what the Democrats, mostly Democrats, and a couple of bad Republicans are asking for. So.
I hate it. I hate it when more pictures of Bill Clinton pop up, but this is what they ask for. This is great.
The bottom line is this. When we talk about the threat of Islamism, this political ideology, there is no such thing as individual freedom or liberty. As Charlie said over and over again, it is fundamentally incompatible with our nation's foundation of freedom.
Yep, very true. Tulsi Gabbard there laying out a little bit of truth. I missed her speech at AmFest this weekend, but that's part of what it focused on. And if you're not alarmed, you should be after what I'm about to play for you. There are parts of Europe right now that are no-go zones. I heard our friend Bill Federer, the historian, very smart guy when it comes to these issues, studied what's going on in Europe. He believes that by 2030, that to do the math would be, I believe, 4 years from now, very shortly here, there will be parts of Europe that are majority Muslim because they have opened up their borders so freely that they've been invaded. And when that happens, he expects that majority to enforce Sharia law in what are currently free European countries. Just let that soak in for a minute and let me play what Tulsi Gabbard had to say about what's going on in America right now.
Which issued a call to action to use American legal and political systems to implement Sharia law. This is already underway in places. This is already underway in places like Houston. This is not something that may possibly happen. It is already happening here within our borders. Paterson, New Jersey is proud to call themselves the first Muslim city. They are working to implement in their own governments these Islamic principles that are forced on people through the use of laws or violence. The bottom line is this: when we talk about the threat of Islamism, this political ideology, there is no such thing as individual freedom or liberty. As Charlie said over and over again, it is fundamentally incompatible with our nation's foundation of freedom.
It is.
Yesterday, I was just talking about how since 2001, there have been some 65,000 Islamic terrorist attacks around the world. More than any other religious group, Islam, we should be concerned about this, is the world's fastest growing religion. And there are still more Christians, but the gap between the number of Christians and Muslims is shrinking rapidly. And they're actually saying by the year 2050 that the number of Christians and number of Muslims could be basically equal.
It is incompatible, is the word, incompatible with our way of life. Listen to Bill Federer. This is eye opening as well. And I'm like, what happens? You have to learn your history.
So they say that by 2030, there will be a majority Muslim population in Europe, and they'll just flat out vote in Sharia law. And it won't just be no-go zones where they take over entire neighborhoods in Paris or around Belgium and London. No, they'll take over entire cities.
Yeah.
It's very scary. And one of the things they attribute to why Islam is growing so quickly is because of high birth rates and a young population. And that's something that we've had issues with here in the United States, primarily Christian. And the Trump administration's trying to incentivize people, not that everyone here is Christian, but to try to say, hey, please have children. I'm sure this isn't the main reason why they're doing that, but that certainly has to be a factor because, to Tulsi's point, it's not compatible. They believe jihadists are willing to kill you, kill your family, and they believe that will get them to paradise.
It's incompatible with our way of life. There's no doubt about that, but it's already upon us, and we have allowed this to happen, and so have the Europeans. All right, quick break here. We'll talk more about that. We haven't talked a whole lot about this. There's a new poll out, the TPUSA straw poll for the GOP 2028 presidential race. We're going to have the results of that for you here coming up next. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm sorry. I really dislike this particular Christmas song because I can't stand to listen to Bruce Springsteen. He's ruined it for me by opening his yap at concerts. Not to sing, but to tell me what his political opinion is. I don't want to hear it. Shut up and sing. I mean, I enjoyed this back in the day when he's talked teasing Clarence about getting a new saxophone from Santa, but not anymore. I'm sorry. Thank you for potting that down. I did not want to hear that at all. All right, coming here, TPUSA is over. We've been playing some of the sound for you. Even this morning, I've avoided the whole Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro meltdown at TPUSA today. We talked about it some yesterday. So here they take a straw poll. At the end of CPAC, they take a straw poll. CPAC, by the way, coming up again at the end of March this year. I would love to go to that. It's going to be down in Dallas, I think, this year. I need to start working on that because that would be, I think it's going to be a very interesting time. And they take a straw poll at the end of it to see what the people who are the conservatives of the conservatives who attend CPAC think about the next election cycle. And it's usually pretty eye-opening, quite frankly. And they took one at the end of TPUSA's America Fest held over the weekend down in Arizona. How do you think this turned out, Kim, without cheating and looking at the results?
Okay, so we're talking about Republicans who would win?
Republicans and the likelihood of them becoming the presidential candidate for 2028.
J.D. Vance, for sure.
At TPUSA.
Yeah, J.D. Vance.
He was the keynote speaker.
Right,
so
and
I'm
I would
not
say
surprised.
Probably 65%, 70%. But no, 67% is my final answer.
Yeah.
Am
okay.
I close?
Well, you're only off by about 20%.
Really?
Yeah. But Vance was the overwhelming winner with 84.2% of the respondents in this poll. Here's how they do it. So when you go to these festivals these days, you have to download an app for the festival, CPAC, AmFest, whatever it happens to be. And they consistently bug you every time you open up the app to vote on who you think the best candidates are for the next year. So while it's not scientific, it tends to have a high reflection rate of the people that are there because by the time they leave, almost all of them have voted on this, is all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bellwether for what's going to happen, but it's pretty reflective of that crowd. Let's put it that way. So not surprisingly, J.D. Vance, 84.2% of the people there felt that Vance will be the 2028 presidential candidate. And I can't disagree with that, quite frankly.
So who was next, Marco Rubio?
Marco Rubio came in second at 4.8%.
Oh, wow. I thought it'd be higher than that.
Because they didn't ask for the VP question. They asked the presidential question.
So who else?
Ron DeSantis came in at 3%. Don Trump Jr. at 1.8%.
Would he even want to run for president?
I don't know. I think he does.
I don't think he would do that.
I think he does, quite frankly. But unlike his dad, I don't think he's going to be able to do that without holding some other political office first, like senator or something. I could be wrong. I always thought that he would run for something else by now, and he hasn't. So I have been wrong about that. Glenn Youngkin came in fifth at less than a half a percent, 0.4. Ted Cruz at 0.3. Someone else at 3.1%.
Who would the someone else be?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Undecided, it's everybody.
Undecided at 2.5%.
Yeah, someone who's more of a center right person might say Tulsi.
I don't know. Even I mean, I guess these days she's definitely center right, but she's, I still don't know what all of her ideas are, how much of her the Democrat has left in her. That's
she'd
what
lose me on
about.
Her abortion stance, unless it's changed.
Unless it has changed dramatically. Of course, Erica Kirk did endorse Vance while she was on stage.
I'm
that
sure
probably
Charlie
helped.
I'm sure Charlie had plans to do that, so Erica felt, you know, this is something my husband wanted to do, and I'm going to go ahead and take the opportunity to do it now.
Other notable results from the straw polls conducted at America Fest. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth had the highest approval rating among members of Trump's cabinet at 83.3%.
Wow.
Hegseth was followed by RFK Jr. at 80.8% and Marco Rubio at 78.6%.
I would agree with that.
Pam Bondi had the lowest approval rating at 32.9%.
What about, did they vote on who they thought the Democratic nominee would be?
They did not. When it came to Israel, 33% of attendees at the event saw the country as the United States' top ally, whereas 53.4% viewed Israel as one ally out of many. Only 13% there considered Israel to be no ally at all.
Wow, no ally at all?
I don't know who those people are.
I'm kind of in the middle between the greatest ally and one of our allies.
Yeah.
I believe we should support Israel, no doubt. Yeah. That doesn't mean we just blindly give them resources or whatever they want. We do ask questions. But I do believe that it's Israel is a country we should be supporting.
Well, and we support them through reaching a point where the other people in the region that want to annihilate them leave them alone. And we're approaching
But that will never happen.
The peace deal, though, that Trump hit here involves other Arab states who want to do an Abraham Accord-type agreement where they all get along, even if they don't like each other, and they economically prosper by not putting up trade barriers and all the other stuff, which, of course, is going to engender, hopefully, a more lasting peace in that region. That's what we owe our friends in Israel. They've been under attack since they became a country.
They will forever, though.
They will forever
be under attack.
But we can. It's our job to make sure it's as least amount of threat as possible, I think. That's how I look at it. We'll check in with Ryan Schmelz. Get the Festivus report coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back. Trying to put you in the Christmas spirit there with a little bit of music as we head into the holiday week. And what are you looking forward to? What's the thing you enjoy the most about this year? I won't be around next week to kind of talk about that. But what were the highs and the lows? Was it some of the Doge cuts that they discovered, some of the waste they discovered that they cut out? Because that's generally what we get are examples of that when Rand Paul releases his Festivus report every year. I don't know what he's going to talk about this year. We got Ryan Schmelzer of Fox News Radio on the line this morning. Ryan, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Thank you for that. I just, you know, Kim was talking to you there in the break, and no rest for the weary for you this week, huh?
Never a dull moment, though it has been quiet so far, so I'm not complaining too much.
Yeah. Well, you've always got the Trump battleship to fall back on.
Oh my goodness! So isn't it, it's been nonstop since day one. So. Not much has changed.
The Golden Fleet. Is that what he was calling it? The Golden Fleet?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Something like that.
Well, leave it to the president to make news in Mar-a-Lago while he's on vacation. He's like, I'll take a couple questions and just make news with every single one of them.
Yeah, well, if you want, I mean, we'll pull some strings and get a hold of those people at Fox and tell them that you want to go to Mar-a-Lago and cover whatever's going on down there. It'd be a lot warmer.
Well, actually, I was just in Florida, so yeah.
Okay.
I'll go back. I'm happy to go back.
Oh, boy. So, I was saying there off the top, I used to enjoy listening to Rand Paul go sideways on all the government waste over the past year. That's oftentimes what he focuses on in his Festivus report, right?
Exactly, yes. And look, I mean, you know, yes, the Doge effort was prominent in 2024 or in 2025. But at the same time, you know, Congress has been funded on a CR, so it's been a continuation of government spending from the last time he did this Festivus. So I think we're going to see a lot of the same things that were on the last year's list that could be on this year's list too.
Yeah, what were some examples of that? Can you? I mean, I'm trying to think. I know I ran some bites last year from Rand after he released this thing.
He did an interview with Varney a couple days ago where he pretty much gave us an idea of some of the things that'll be on there. 2 million on teaching people to eat bugs, 1 million teaching ferrets to binge drink alcohol, 250,000 teaching Pakistani kids about climate change. I think that's kind of an idea where you can expect this to go.
Wow. Yeah. You know, you saw the amount of waste and you hear these numbers. And, you know, for us, we just kind of blink and move on. But you think in the back of your mind, wow, they saved 200 in a million on this and 300 million on that we were wasting. And it is such a drop in the bucket to what we spend federally that it doesn't hardly have a dent in the battleship.
Yeah, and remember, they only codified about 10 million of that, and the 10 million was for USAID and NPR and PBS. And well, you know, USAID has definitely got a lot of some of the biggest waste accusations came towards USAID. That's why, in many ways, the administration wanted to dismantle the program. But I think if you were to find Republicans who are maybe disappointed with the DOGE effort, and I'm talking this is more on the conservative side, not the more moderate wing of the party,
right,
they'll tell you that the strategy should have been from the start, which was to find all these things, like the ones we just mentioned, put them all into a giant rescission package to codify them, which is supposed to come from the White House, and then you could pass it on a simple majority, and then you're supposed to, and then pretty much dare the Democrats to vote no. And in many ways, that never happened. I mean, it still could happen. They got a whole another year, but that has not happened to this point yet.
But what's really dumbfounding to me, Ryan, is how these things even make it through. I mean, what person yep. with a head on their shoulders can say, you know what, I do think we should spend taxpayer dollars on yep. eating bugs and other stupid studies that they've done? Because would Congress not have to vote on this? How are there not enough people who said this is really dumb, yep. we shouldn't waste money on this?
Well, there were, but the only problem is that a lot of times whenever they avoid a government shutdown towards the end of the year, they do this through an omnibus, which is a giant bill that, you know, they put together at the last minute, and essentially they vote on it right before Christmas time. That's why you see Republicans, especially Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune, try to get committed to this idea of going back to regular order, which is passing each appropriations bill separately, so all 12 of them. And, you know, one thing that's been pointed out for why this is the way to do this is because less things like this will slip through the cracks, and less things like this, or at least, you know, it'll be more publicly known, or you know, members will have to vote on them. And that's why you saw, even though this did pass, we'll keep in mind in the last appropriations bills, to reopen the government, there was that provision that allowed certain senators to sue Biden, the pretty much the federal government over an investigation over January 6th, and that got a lot of pushbacks. But if the bill was even bigger than that, would the New York Times have stumbled upon it? We don't know.
It's a good question. Yeah, and you know, I mean, I was thinking about that because tell me if this is true or not. I read an article that the Democrats pretty much killed an opportunity right before they left for Christmas. The Republicans were trying to get one or two more of those passed,
yeah.
and the Democrats felt like they want to wait till they come back in January, so they, again, closing in on a government shutdown at the end of yeah. January, they have a little more leverage to maybe get what they want out of those.
Yeah, my understanding was that Leader Thune wanted to kind of start the Votorama process, to start the process of voting on them. I think what the plan is to package, I think, four of them together, and then vote from there. And they couldn't find an agreement on floor time. And so Thune just kind of cut everybody loose and said, okay, fine, let's worry about this in January. They've got till the end of January to do this. And you know, there might be some Republicans who will look at that and say, you know what, that's probably for the better, because, you know, if you do that right before Christmas time, there's going to be maybe less of an appetite to really dive in and sink through some of this stuff. And instead, they might say, let's just pass this thing and get out of here. We want to go home to our families.
I'm yeah. trying to remember, you said how they only codified 10 million of the cuts that DOGE made. Remind me, yeah. Ryan, is that something where they could still codify that? They could still codify
yeah.
the rest of it? And what would be the timeline on that?
Well, pretty much they can do it whenever they want. The way that a rescission works is that it has to come from the White House legally. And when it comes from the White House, then it only needs a 50-vote margin to be able to pass. So Republicans have seen this as a huge way, or an easy way, to cut some of this waste out, or alleged waste out, if the White House puts together a package. And, you know, it was kind of a mess the last time they did this. There was a lot of confusion. There was a complaints about a lack of information, and then there's obviously some complaints about the areas they chose to cut when they felt like there were better options that were maybe less politically divisive. But yes, I mean, if Republicans control Congress, they can. I mean, the White House can pretty much send this over at any time, and they can pass it with a simple majority.
That's right.
I feel like yeah. they should do that.
Yeah, I've heard John Kennedy and several others calling for them to do that again. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe they will.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, listen, you and I have not talked about the crime issue in D.C. for a while. Is it still
yeah.
better? Has it started getting worse again? What's an update on that?
We've had a couple moments. Obviously, you know, we had that horrific, the horrific shooting of the National Guard troops, you know, not too long ago. And I think people are still reeling from that. And we've had a couple other crimes here and there. I think it's people definitely feel safer right now. And of course, it is the cold weather season. So crime usually goes down from that anyway. So I would say that, you know, for the most part, people do feel safe right now. But of course, there's still their issues hanging out there. So I don't think too much has changed.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that's so in other words, you still feel safer than you used to.
Oh, yeah. I would say so, yeah.
That's good. That's a good thing. Well, listen, Merry Christmas, my friend. If you have to work, take it easy. Let's hope it's a smooth and calm holiday week.
Exactly. Merry Christmas to both of you, and thank you so much for everything.
Absolutely. Thank you. Ryan Schmelz there live in Washington, D.C. today.
Interesting. He's saying he feels safer. I mean, they're talking about how changes have been made, so that's great that what Trump is saying of it's been safer is actually felt by people who live there.
I wonder what happens next. Muriel Bowser is not running for re-election. I wonder if they're trying to find a Mom Donnie type to take over the government in D.C. who will more strongly oppose Trump, because she said she didn't want his help, and then she saw the results, and she was a changed woman. And I'm thinking that had some influence on her running for re-election, because she knew she was going to probably get primaried, and she's just stepping away.
And so is the D.C. police chief,
yeah.
Although she's accused of cooking the books to make it seem like it was safer.
Wow. Well, all right. We're going to get to a quick break here. Coming up, we'll get to In Other News next hour. Our friend Mark Walters for 2A Tuesday. Stay tuned for that. And, of course, Todd Pyra, host of Fox and Friends First. Back in a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
Well, the saying goes, if you find a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life. But now some expert is warning that can backfire on you. Really, because you can come off smug. This is some assistant professor of management at Rice University in Texas.
Okay.
Is saying when you working for money, prestige, or family obligation starts to look less admirable. So she did some survey, 1,200 employees, and found that those who worked for the love of their job were likely to believe that everyone else should too. And so they were, I guess, more likely to see other motives such as working for pay or recognition as morally inferior. So you come off as smug to your coworkers.
Wow. If you love your job, you come off as smug to your coworkers.
I guess because your reasoning for doing it is because I love it. And so if someone else you find is just doing the job for money, you view that as inferior.
What if I do both?
Yeah, thank you.
I love my job, but I love money.
But we also need money, right?
Exactly.
We're in radio. That's not an issue.
Just rolling in it.
Oh, my. So, you know, I talk a lot. I like bourbon. I know that's going to be a shock to a lot of people out there.
What? How do you feel about Kentucky basketball?
I love it. I love it. I bleed blue and white. But in Kentucky, speaking of which, thank you, Sue, for that nice segue there. The Jim Beam Distillery has announced that they are shutting down production at one of its main distilleries. And they claim it is because they are investing in site enhancements. But those of us who follow the bourbon industry know that there's a bit of a glut. And we kind of saw this coming. Like Buffalo Trace, for example, used to have 700,000 barrels in its rickhouses before 2020, 2021 hit. Then they doubled production to 1.4 million because of demand. And now they've got more juice than they have people buying it. So prices have started to drop. It's not moving off the shelves at the same rate in some cases that it was before. Some of the high-end stuff is. But there's a bit of a glut in the market. And I think this Jim Beam decision probably is a reflection of that. They might have more bourbon than they think they can sell.
Well, maybe that's good for you, Mark.
Well, the price is coming down. It's certainly good for me.
That's always good.
Yeah, on the good stuff, yeah.
Some of you might be getting ready to go over to your family's home or some friends' homes for Christmas Eve or Christmas dinner. And so you might hear some of the Gen Zers using slang, these words that you have no clue what they are. So we want to give you a very brief lesson of some phrases you might hear.
Please
like
do.
Brain rot.
That's a new word.
I was going to say that's self-explanatory. No,
mindless. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Some of the sus. I've heard that one. Like suspicious.
Yeah.
Riz means charisma or a skill in charming someone romantically.
Yes.
Yep. Slay. You should all know what slay means. Like they slayed that.
They killed it.
Is lit on that list?
I don't see lit.
He just wants to play the sound bite.
They're big mad or big sad, extremely angry or sad. Drip or drip check means cool style or outfit.
Bet.
Well, yeah, what does bet even
mean?
That's
probably an old one, isn't it?
Well,
I think it's still
around.
Oh, bussin' means really good, especially for food. So someone might come up to you and say, these cookies are bussin'. That's
I haven't
a
heard
compliment.
That in
somebody
years.
Bussing my table. That's what I'm thinking of. I'm sorry.
Aura, vibe check. Your general energy and mood. A check on someone's vibe.
Just make sure you say this to the younger generation to make it cool.
You'd be like, you are DeLulu, which means delusional.
I do this to my daughter every day.
I kind of like that one.
I like DeLulu.
Yeah.
There you go. You're welcome. I mean, there's a lot more, but I don't have all the time in the world to go over them.
You could work in DeLulu several times a day with Lulu.
Yeah, pretty much.
DeLulu.
Yep.
Lulu, the dog. That's awesome.
We had, by the way, Fred Bottomer drop the Riz a couple years ago at Thanksgiving, and it was awesome.
I'll bet.
Never heard that one.
Oh,
Riz?
My gosh.
I've heard daughter, my 18-year-old, use it.
Did these start on TikTok?
Often.
How do these phrases even get started?
Probably, if I had to guess. They at least get popular on there.
Maybe Fred Bottomer is the one who starts them, and then all the Gen Zers.
Well, yeah, we said, all right, Fred, let's try this out on the boys on Thanksgiving and see how it goes. He was very proud of himself, and I think the boys just started laughing. Woo, it was awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. So, there's HOAs, I think I don't generally like, but sometimes it might come in handy. There's a story this morning about a guy that likes to sunbathe in his driveway in Arizona with his junk hanging out. So this
is we all do.
Santan Valley, Arizona. They have a neighbor who likes to lay out in the driveway with working on his tan from the waist down only. Uh-huh. He sets up in his driveway with his...
It's called a sexual predator.
Right.
In full view. Yeah. And as you might have guessed, his neighbors have some concerns.
No.
You think he wants attention?
He's even out his tan line.
In
too.
The driveway?
I believe they call it Donald Duckin'.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, use your backyard.
So why
do you need to have a tan? It's really not because he wants a tan. It's because he wants to show his junk to children.
He told the deputy... He couldn't do this in his backyard because it didn't get any sun.
Okay.
So this was good enough, and they were told that nothing could be done.
That would be indecent exposure.
I would think so. In most places, that would be indecent exposure.
That's a crime, sir. It also gets you on the sex registry, the sex offender registry.
His own property, right? What could you do? Buy blinds.
Pop him in the nose is probably what I'd want to do.
I think, yes.
Did you see that video of DK Metcalf who was, I guess, getting harassed by some fan leaning over the balcony, and he ended up shoving the fan? Well, he's now been suspended.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
No. You can't. I mean, as a pro, you ought to be better than that.
You know how much crap they get from fans? That has to be irritating, no doubt. But come on.
Keep your cool.
Just
keep your cool.
You know how much nonsense they listen to the opposing team when they're there and they're talking smack to each other?
I never
played football except for the, what's it called? Wouldn't the girls play football?
Powder Puff.
I did catch an interception for the Powder Puff game in high school. I do remember that. I was proud of that, clearly.
I 20
saw some odd years later.
Information this morning that led me to believe that Metcalf and this particular instigator had clashed in the past. Mm-hmm. They had a little bit of a history.
Doesn't matter.
I know, it doesn't matter.
It reminds me of the Happy Gilmore scene. I don't think I can say the word, but remember that guy that goes there and
yes.
Jack.
Yeah. The head basketball coach at Georgetown has been suspended for getting mad after a play, and he turned around and flung his water bottle into the audience.
And it hit a baby.
And it hit a kid that was sitting on the mom's lap, like three rows behind his bench. And they've suspended him for I don't know how long.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just
got some Bobby Knight vibes to it.
Thank you. They said, at least you didn't throw a chair. It could have been worse.
Hopefully all the millions of dollars you're getting helps you control your emotions
a little
bit better.
I would hope. Wouldn't you?
You deal with the crap for a few million. I'd be willing to do that.
I don't know. Emotions take over.
Very true. All right. So the DOJ has sued Washington over its ban on semi-automatic firearms. We're going to kick that around with our buddy Mark Walters coming up in 2A Tuesday at about 7:35. We're back here in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.